qui soigne mon bon.
Opportunity. Holy Ghost, thank you for yet another time of happiness, joy to be restored in the life of many. Thank you for the truth to be revealed. Thank you for your promises that you are going to fulfill in the lives of many tonight. I return all the glory. Thank you for the numerous testimonies of wonders that you have done in the life of your children. Thank you for blessing Chapel of Praise. Thank you for taking away shame and doubts that the devil planned and set, but you have given us victory. You said your victory on the cross is forever. How great thou art, that it take all the glory, take all the glory, take all the honor. It's all about you, faithful Father. He never failed. He never let his church go ashamed. Father, thank you. Thank you for security. Thank you for safety. Thank you for the word you're sending to us tonight. Father, at the end, we will go back more blessed. But take over. Souls will be saved. Miracle will reach everyone. Testimonies will follow us back home. And we will have reason to say, I was in his presence. Holy Ghost, take over and let the name of God be glorified. I'm only a vessel, but I know you will use me, and many souls shall be liberated. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Can you please be seated? Once again, you're welcome in Jesus' name to the anointing service. I welcome the presence of God, the Holy Ghost, the presence of Him that has called us His own, Jesus Christ. Also welcome the presence of our pastor in the house, Pastor Fon Dixon. So you're welcome. We recognize the presence of Chapel Rep Escos and you seated there. Thank you, the choir. Thank you, instrumentalists. Thank you, you after an hectic day, but you are still here to answer the call. May the name of the Lord be glorified in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can we quickly turn to our Bibles? John 10, verse 11. To 16. John 10, verse 11 to 16. The topic is good shepherd. A good shepherd. I read. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd give his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and flee. And the wolf catcheth them and scattered the sheep. The hireling flee because he is an hireling and cared not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so knoweth I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one sheep. Can you be on your feet? Verse 16, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Lay your hand on your head. Tell God, I'm qualified to be your sheep. Shepherd me. Pray that prayer. Father, I'm qualified to be your sheep. Be my shepherd. I'm qualified to be your sheep. I'm qualified to be your sheep. I'm qualified to be yours. He said, but I have come to give life and to give more abundantly. Him that giveth life and give more abundantly is your shepherd. Is your shepherd. Just declare your justification. Declare your justification to be tendered by this shepherd called Jesus. He said, I am a good shepherd. That means if you tender, if he tend you, if this shepherd tend you, you shall not lack. You shall not want. You shall not die. That is why I said, pray that God, I am qualified. You said there are some ones, some sheep that are not here that I will bring. Tell God, I am that sheep that has gone astray. That this is me, this is me, this is me, this is me. You know there will be sheep that are far from you, but this is me. So I am qualified in this meeting to be blessed. I'm qualified in this meeting. I have come. I am qualified because you promised that there are other sheep that you will bring to the fold. I want to hear your voice. I am qualified. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have few things to see. Can you be seated, please? We have few things to see. Then we go into anointing. When Jesus said, I am a good shepherd, I am not someone that is hired. Jesus knows what it takes to be a sheep. And that is why I always say that was why he was delivered in a manger. Trained from womb to be a shepherd. He was born in a manger, but at the end of the day, wise men visited him with good gifts. He knew his stock. He knew why he came to the world. That he came for those who are lowly. That he came for those who have been rejected. That he came for those who are not qualified. That he came for those who have been rejected and abandoned. That is why, as a king from the throne, he came down and he decided to go to the manger. So that from his bed he can take what he can carry what it takes to feed the sheep. And yet the wise men saw it as wisdom, because there was a signal from above. I said, we have seen his star. We have seen a bright light that has gone to a place where no man can sleep. I have seen a bright light that will light up every man. That light will be the life of every man. They went and they visited him with great gifts. He came to feed the sheep. No wonder John saw him and he recorded that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and this Word became flesh, and this Word became light, which darkness cannot comprehend. And this light is now the life of men. What we feed men, what will nourish men and women, what will bring growth into the life of people? Jesus, the Good Shepherd. But one thing we have to know, so that we will not be disappointed with believing that he's our shepherd, you must first of all realize that there are shepherds that are hired. There are shepherds who cannot stay and suffer for the king, for the king, for the lowly, for the average. We call it high class, low, average class, and low class. That there's people, that's a shepherd that will not be qualified enough. Jesus feed the great kings. Jesus feed the average people. Jesus also feed the low people. Depending on how you want him, we must recognize this hireling that can never stand. False preachers, people who will lie to you, your friend that will tell you that you cannot go to this shepherd, that this shepherd has a wrong background, that his bed is nothing to write home about, that his parent has nothing to write home about, who will tell you there is no need to waste time with him. But I wish we will know that all that glitters are not gold. We will not go to where it glitters. Rather, we will wait. For the Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord. The wise men saw that this man that is born low is a great man. That when we are looking for pastors that are coming with great titles, when we are looking for pastors that can give us the nugget that will not take us a step forward, we are looking for glass door churches, we are looking for aces, we are looking for those who can speak Queen English, the word is, can those words feed you? Can it nourish you? He said, you shall still be nourished even in your full old age. You shall still bear fruit. Can those words sustain you? Can those words break cedar in your life? Can those words put an end to that sickness in your life? The words you come from, that we come from, those you think they are qualified, are you sure they are true shepherds? Where you have been told, come, let us go, are you sure they are good shepherds? He said, an hireling will run when the wolves come. I can tell you that Jesus never fails. Jesus cannot lie. Take note of the wolves in our midst. Take note of the people that will tell you words that cannot take you further, that cannot keep you in Christ. Take note of those words that come to you in your mind discouraging you. They are the hirelings, not the right word from the master. Take note of the people who think, who said, it is not to pray this way, it is not to go to church this way. Can't you see the closed lids? Can't you? Beware of the hirelings. They are the people that carry false news about the gospel. They will not take you to anywhere. Look for people that will always encourage you. Come, let us go. He said, I will take them back into the fold. I will not run away from them. I will not allow them to suffer. For example, for the testimony of our brother, I will not allow them to do what? Suffer. For no evil shall befall thee. Trouble came. It was the word of God that spoke to him. It was the word of God that richly dwell in him, came up to encourage him, and God went ahead of him. It would have been a big shame. This brother, every way he preached the gospel, he's the pastor of the department, he's the best man that was given award. Is it not so? Is it not so? He was given award in his department as the best. So is it not so? He won award. Was it outside the country or within the country? He won award for the department. He was the best in all the universities in Nigeria. Him. And that same person has carryover. Can you tell the devil you are a liar? You are an hireling shepherd. You cannot feed me because your feeding will not last. That is the true feeding from God. That he will stay with you till the trouble is over. There's a song that Apostolic Church used to sing close to my house. It said, Afomada yami, amin ye da yafo, amin ye nam, kong kong obot. Thank God you know. If you are with me, the Bible says, if you abide with me and I abide in you. Said I will make. The Bible says I will, whatever you ask, I will answer. But the song I've sung says, I will make that mountain to become what? A plain land. That is the feeding from a good shepherd. But if he did not have a good shepherd, that would have been the end of his life in school. Extra year. Can someone say, God forbid? Stay with the good shepherd. Be mindful of the hirelings. For when trouble comes, they will run away. But your God, even when trouble comes, he will ask you, be still and know that I am God. The enemy you see today, the Egyptian you see today, wait, you shall see them no. Allow him to tell you that. He said, they hear my voice and they follow me. Tell God, rewrite my story. Rewrite my name in the right fold. And I declare in the name of Jesus, in this anointing, your name will be rewritten in the right fold. Whosoever cross your name, if I say cancel your name in the book of progress, whosoever cancel your name in the book of success, whosoever cancel your name in the book of favor, whosoever cancel your name in the book of open doors, tonight, it will be rewritten. Because a good shepherd is with us. The songwriter says, he never lied to me. He never lied to me. Oh, the Lion of Judah, he never lied to me. That is the job of a good shepherd. 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 He never lies. Is it like a lamb? He will give you peace. Is it by war? Is a lion of the tribe of Judah. This shepherd. That is how he went to the grave of Lazarus as a resurrection and life. And said, Lazarus, what do what? Comfort. Today, God will roll away the stones and we call you forth. In the name of Jesus. Today, God will roll away stones and will bring you out as a child of God. Why? Because you have accepted Jesus as your good shepherd. The hireling will run away from you and will say, no, I know you not. But yet, you were playing and laughing. You were rejected. Someone came to my house early this morning and was telling me something very early. How he brought someone and gave him a job, feed him for 1 month, and when he got into trouble, where he was not paid, he went to his house. He's the one that housed this boy. He went to his house and told him, "You know my condition. We are in the same place. Please help me." He said, "I don't have." He did not help. That's a hireling as a friend. That's a hireling as who? He was the one that brought him far to come and be employed in that place of work. He said, "We need person." He said, "I have a cousin." He brought him, but when this brother was in trouble, he couldn't help him. That is the job of a hireling. And that's what Satan will do if you don't give your life to Jesus. If you don't depend wholly on him. The Bible records that he came to steal, kill, and to do what? To destroy. But God came to give life. Jesus came to give life and to give more than abundantly. His duty is to cross your name from the book of life. But the duty of Jesus is to open door, because he said, "I am the door." If you read verse what? Media. He said, "I am the door." Verse 9. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find what? Money. Success. Good health. Good husband. Good job. Contracts. He shall find what? Pasture. I am the door." That's who a good shepherd is. Can you stick to him? Can you stand to him? Nobody knows what the devil planned. But the brother finished school. Sorry. Thank God for that testimony. The brother finished school. He would have gone home and stayed with the mother. But he would say, "Mama, please let me go and help my mother. I'm coming back." He decided to stay and save God. God has paid him well. May the name of God be glorified for honoring his name in the life of that brother. He left home just to come and save God. He has finished. He came, "Mama, I want to save God on this altar." You knew that there was a great battle that has been fighting since his 400 level. Yet he's the best student in the department, not knowing that this devil has been trying to destroy that. We return all glory to God. Stick to God. Save him. Stick to him. Stand by him. Sacrifice. He will surely reward you. He will surely reward you. He never failed. He never lied. Heaven and earth belongs to him. The mountain of a cattle hill. How do you put it? Belongs to him. I'm a living testimony that the more you save God, the more he blesses you. The more you save God, the more he opens his door. Will you forget about the hireling? Those side talks, those side gossips, those doubts, those fear of the unknown, those talks that we say, I am not popular. I will be mocked. Let them mocked. Stay with the good shepherd. He's ever ready to feed. He will open the doors in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 20 says that the promise of God is what? Media, give us 1 Corinthians 1 verse 20. Is it 2 Corinthians? That the promise of God is yea and amen. He never lied to his own. If he can say yes to your thing concerning you, who can say no? Nobody. When he says no, nobody can say yes. When he says no, you will not die, but yes, you will live. Nobody utters it. He said, 2 verse 20. He said, "For all the promises." Did you see that? All the promises of God in him are what? Yea, and in him are amen. Unto whose glory? His glory. Stay with the good shepherd. He will not run away from you. He will not leave you. The testimony of our brothers bring it as a proof that he wants to announce to us, stay. Don't go away. This is the altar of Akwa Ibom State University. That they speaking. This is the administrative block, the Zion of Akwa Ibom State University, where laws comes out. Stay concerning your academics, concerning your destiny. Call on him as far as you are here. He will answer you. He's alive. And I declare, whichever area of your life that the devil has been saying no to your destiny, the promises of God, the good things of God, I stand as the priest of God and I declare a yes. I declare a yes. That 4 years shall be a 4 year. I declare a yes. That you shall live long in this world and fulfill your days on earth as the Lord gives you. I declare yes to that word of God. That every word of God and the promise of God that has been declared to you, the promises that the devil think your father's covenant can take it away from you, I declare yes to the good promises of God upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, and every prayer you have prayed, and God, you are praying according to the will of God, that the devil has hindered, I declare a yes and amen to that prayer now. Let there be a release of your answers now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Tonight there's gonna be an enrollment of the new ships in the fold of God. There's going to be an enrollment, a fresh enrollment of new people that their names were taken away from the book of life. Yes, that their names were taken away from the book of favor, that their names were taken away from the book of success. You receive success now in the mighty name of Jesus. What I'm speaking now, what I'm saying is written on my book. The brother's name was written, was erased. Is it not so? Was deleted from the list of those that are going to graduate. God sent me to tell you there's a new enrollment. It is today that that brother's name was written among those graduating. Is it not so? Come and look at my book. It said a new enrollment for good. A new enrollment for good. A new enrollment for good. And that testimony has been a proof that as far as God has said it, in the book of life, your name is rewritten now. In the book of success, God has written back your name. Whosoever cross your name, that you are not qualified to live, that you are not qualified to succeed, that you are not qualified to marry on time, that you are not qualified to be blessed. Tonight, God has written back your name in the mighty name of Jesus. And tonight's anointing is to write back your name, is to take you back to the fold, is to deliver you from the dungeon of the devil, is to take you from the dens of lions, is to break the iron's gate, is to break chains and release you to the fold which God has kept for himself in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The woman with alabaster oil just walked into where Jesus was. She was not a disciple of Jesus. Is it not so? She was not a friend of Jesus. Just walk into where Jesus was eating and just break the bottle and pour just like that. I declare in the name of Jesus, without programming, you will fulfill your mandate concerning the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you have been positioned and the devil has taken you away, you will walk back to where God planted you and you will fulfill the mandate. You will fulfill the calling of God. You will fulfill the promises of God. In the name of Jesus. When the woman walked in, everybody disqualified the woman. I said, who is she? Why must she do a thing like that? Some people say he was wasting, but Jesus recorded, if media can give us Mark 11, that she has done a good, God will give you a good reward. When you fulfill the calling of God upon your life, you will be rewarded. You will be recommended. You will be blessed. Don't worry how it's gonna be. All I know that you will fulfill the call of God, the promise of God in your life. The purpose of God in your life will be fulfilled. Anyhow. The woman did it. And the Bible records that Jesus said, you see this thing this woman has done? And you people are condemning her. It shall be a memorial. She will be remembered throughout the whole world. I declare, continue to save God. You can never be forgotten. Continue to do good. Continue to pray that prayer. Don't mind the condemnation. Don't mind the confusion. Don't mind what people say, sir. Don't mind the mockery. You shall be remembered. You shall be recognized. When time comes, people shall rise and speak on your behalf. And you will be recognized for a reward. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every good works you have done, because good on good works and perfect works comes from the Lord. Good and perfect things comes from the Lord. So the good work you have been doing, God will surely bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone shout, there must be a command. Tonight there must be a command for my yes to be yes. So what is not to be among me must be said no. What I say no, I don't want, must be no. What I say yes, I need it, must be yes. Tell someone, let there be a command. This is what the good shepherd does. When Daniel was caught into the lion's den, we conclude. He said, let there be a seal. He said, King, you know that the laws of Medes and Persia cannot be what? Be changed. It cannot be what? Be changed. And let there be a seal that the purpose that is said about Daniel will be done. But in the morning, the same king appeared and made a command. The same king did what? And made what? He said, put down their up and out. Put down their what? And out. The seal was broken. By the anointing tonight. By the anointing tonight. By the anointing tonight. Yoke of seal over your life will be broken, and you'll be carried up and out to exhibit the power of God upon your life, to carry to come to pass the will of God concerning your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is the work of the good shepherd. And the good shepherd one day walked to Lazarus' grave. He said, Master, this is 4 days. He does what? He stayed. The master said, the good shepherd said, roll away the stones. Roll away the stones. No matter what, in the month of April, you must be fruitful. The desert ground will receive water, and you will bud. And you will blossom. In the name of Jesus. I repeat, the desert ground that has been so dry and cracky, where you will bud. The power of the Spirit of God will rest on that land. And that land will receive water. The land will open up. You will bud. You will germinate. And you will bear fruit. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is the declaration of the Lord that you must be fruitful. This is the work of the good shepherd. Finally, The good shepherd went down the earth to get the keys so that he can open your doors, every closed doors in your life. He went down to it himself. He decided to be caged. He decided to be covered. He agreed. You have been covering my people now. I want you to cover me. I want you to see. He took over your place. He took over your place. He took over your place. Can someone feel the presence of God in the house? To open doors, to break chains. The good shepherd decided to take over our place. He said, you catch Daniel. He said, you catch Daniel. You catch Lazarus. Now, bury me. Cover me. Cover me. He took over. He said, I want to feel the pains of my people. Cover me. Cover me. Cover me. Is someone praying for an open door? Is someone telling Jesus, receive me. I am that person that was out. I am that person that was out. Bring me to the fold. That you took their places. That you took your places. He said, Israel, you said I don't love you. I will open up your grave and I will bring you out. Tonight, by this anointing, graves are going to be opened. You are going to come alive. You are going to break forth in academics, in finances, in ventures. There is going to be a restoration. Jesus, Jesus, God of wonders. He took over the place and came. And he was allowed to bury, to, for him to be buried. Covered, sealed. So who said you have been covered? Who said you cannot, that barrier cannot be removed? Who said that covenant cannot be broken? Who said you cannot be what God has promised you for years? Tell God, I am free. And the years of God in my life must come to pass. The good dreams of God upon my life, I will be the one to experience it. And at the end, the Bible records that there was a great earthquake. There was what? And there was a great lightning. Tonight, it will quake for your sake. Where your virtues were hidden or buried, is it in the ocean? Is it in the witchcraft coffin? There's going to be an earthquake. And the light of God will go. Every dark world, every dark part of your life, we receive light tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. If Jesus is alive, you will come alive in every aspect of life. Can you be on your feet? 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 He came and experienced where his people are caged. He came and took over where his people have been caged. He came and took over where his people has been buried. Where your right was taken from you and hidden somewhere. Where your destiny has been taken and been battered. Where your family has been taken and been battered. Your father has suffered. Your mother has suffered. If your father is okay, can you pray for mama? If your family is okay, can you pray for mama's family? If your family is okay, can you pray for Chapel of Praise? That wherever there's a covering, there's wherever there's a canopy, satanic canopy, covering the glory of God, covering the blessings of God, there must be an earthquake. Light must come. Darkness must go away. Light must come. Darkness must go away. There was an earthquake. An angel was sent. Father, send angels. Send angels. Angels that are strong enough to deliver me. Angels that are strong enough to open the cage. Angels that are strong enough to break the chains. You send angels to sit in the grave of Jesus. Let that angel start walking my life. Start walking my ministry. Start walking my family. Angels came and Jesus, the grave could not hold him captive. He came out victoriously because Jesus succeeded. Because Jesus came out victoriously, I will finish victoriously. Send the angel, Lord. Send the angel, that same angel that was strong enough to open the grave, that was strong enough that Jesus resurrected, that was strong enough to release the news. Let
that my angel, when he delivered me, let him reveal the news that I've been delivered, that I've been saved. Send the angel. Send the angel. Send that angel. Send the angel, Lord. My angel. My angel. Send my angel to my family. Can someone send to your family that as man you cannot prosper? Send the angel. Send the angel. That same angel you sent to Jesus. Send to my life. Send to my life. Send the angel. Send, send. The angel that will stay until I'm announced. The angel that will send until I'm announced. The angel that will announce my promotion. The angel that will announce my victory. The angel that will announce her. He said, go and wait for Jesus. He is no more here. The angel that will tell the wicked, Mamato Momoren is free. The angel that will tell the wicked, no, where you saw her last, she's free. Chapel of praise has been delivered. Chapel of praise has been delivered from the hands of the wicked. The angel that will make the announcement of the victory of Jesus over my life. The angel that will send the victory, that will announce my victory. Hey! Pray. Let your, send your angels at work. Mention those places. 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 Jesus appeared and opened the den of lions and brought out Daniel. Daniel was promoted. He brought us to Lazarus. Good shepherd, send my angel. Good shepherd that gives life.
Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord.
The good shepherd is Lord all over.
In
your life,
grave,
in that situation, the good shepherd
Jesus
is Lord.
Even
in the grave.
Even
in my
grave,
life.
Oh, my Jesus
situation.
Is Lord.
Announce me, but I send the angel for earthquake. that we roll away my gates, my stones, break the chains, and that until the angel announced me that I am promoted, that I am great, the angel announced that Jesus is alive. The angel announced that Jesus is alive. The angel that will announce my promotion. Let it be sent to my covering gates. The angel that will announce the promise of God. That will declare me great. That will declare me great. The angel that will declare me. May I not be believers and still be conscious. I must break forth. I must stand forth.
In the grave, yes. Even me. My Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
How many of us are ready for anointing? May they give me 1 John 2 verse 27. If you are not giving your life to Jesus, this anointing may not work well. Because anointing is not all about the oil. Anointing is not all about the oil. If you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but tonight, if you don't have Jesus as your good shepherd, anointing is not all about the oil. Isaiah 61 spoke, it's written, that I've been anointed, for God has highly anointed. It is talking about Jesus. Yes, verse 1 to 3 is all about Jesus, of Isaiah 61. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has highly anointed me. He's talking about Jesus, the garment of sorrow to gladness. Give your life to Jesus now. Lift up your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, as my good shepherd. I receive you, Jesus, as my good shepherd. Let this anointing of a command by the King. A command, the anointing of a command by the King. An anointing of a command by the King. Let there be a command, roll away the stone. Be it from angels that God will send. God sent angels to roll away the stone for Jesus. A king commanded that the stone of Lazarus be rolled away. Jesus commanded that the stone of Lazarus be rolled away. Whichever person, let there be a command from the King. Let there be a command from higher authority. My stone that has been covering me, the cage that has been caging me, the black canopy that has been covering the church, the black cloud that has been thick cloud, the block heaven that has been covering the church, let there be a command. The anointing of today is the anointing of the King must command. The King must command. And the King must command. Whosoever is sent must come with my promotion. Whosoever must come with my announcement. Whosoever God will send must be strong enough to announce me. Amen. 1 John 2 verse 27 says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and he need not that any man teach. When you are anointed, that is anointed from a good shepherd. When Daniel was removed, there was promotion. When Lazarus was removed from the cage, there was life. When Jesus was removed, by rolling away the stone that covers Jesus, he sat. The promise of the Father was fulfilled in his life. On this anointing of a command from my higher authority, nobody will teach you how to live a righteous life again. Because it will be the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Can someone pray in the Spirit? Because the oil comes up near them. He said you need no one to teach. But the same anointing teaches you all things. And it's truth. And it's no lie. And even as it is taught, he shall abide in him. That is anointing you are receiving today. Anointing that will teach you. Anointing that will take away lie. Anointing that will never bring evil. Anointing that will never bring sorrow in your life. Anointing that will bring the promise of God to be fulfilled. That is the anointing you will receive.
Jesus, we are ready to receive. Let there be a command. As the oil touches us, let the Spirit move. Let the King command. Let the King command a release. Let the King command a promotion. Let the King command success. Let the King command open doors. In the month of March, the anointing breaks the yoke. Amen. 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 Lift up your hands. This anointing that you're going to receive, this oil, it is not the oil that works. It is called holy oil. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that will be the generator, that will generate the command we are talking about. And the good shepherd will release a command. He said, if you read in that John 10, verse 27 and 28, he said they cannot be plucked. Media, give us. He said, these ones cannot be plucked out of my hand. He's the one that will release the command, the good shepherd. Media, please. John 10, verse 20, is it 27 or 37? John 10. Okay. He said, give me 37. Go back to 27. He said, no one can pluck them from my hand. 27. Match 27 and 28, please, fast. Match. Yes. My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they followed me, and I give unto them what? And they shall not do what? Read, give us 29. Read again. That is the good shepherd speaking. He said, no man can pluck them out of my hand. My Father that gave them to me. Oh, another folks that are not. He said that we bring them. Today there's a great enrollment of names. Wherever your name was deleted for good, wherever your name was removed from blessing, today there's going to be a replacement. But that's because there's going to be a command that the stone must be rolled away. Wherever you were hidden, you will rise and you will possess your position. Can someone say amen? Can someone say amen? I repeat, it's not this oil, but the Holy Spirit. It's not this oil, but who? The Holy Spirit will do that. So if you look into this oil, and you cannot link up with the power of God through His Spirit, you may miss it. Don't look at the oil. Look at the good shepherd. Are you ready? Choir, are you ready? Zenia Kamania, Azedi Kifania. Look, Pastor, please, can you help me? Kifania Kamania. Can you pray for the oil? Lift up your hands. Can you pray in the Spirit? I said, it's the Holy Spirit that will release the command. That we link up. When you link up with the Holy Spirit, you link up with the good shepherd. You say, no man can pluck them from my hand, nor anyone pluck them from the hand of God. Can you tell God, here am I. For the month of April, I must be fruitful. There must be, send the angel that will announce me, that will announce me. Remember, this anointing is for your announcement. There must be a command of release to possess, release to achieve, release to excel, release to overpower, release to overcome, release to overcome,
there must be an announcement. I must be announced. That day was promoted. Down there he was promoted. Lazarus came and lived again. He was no more a dead, rotten man. Oh, Jesus came. And today we are saved because Jesus rose up from the dead. Yes, yes, yes. Can you see yourself walking and possessing your position? Can you walk into that company? Can you walk into that grade you have been waiting for? Can you walk into that man's house? Can you walk into that level of spirituality? Can you walk into that level, possess it? I repeat, the Holy Spirit will do it. It's not the oil. The Holy Spirit of God will do it. Because the Good Shepherd is with us. Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. To break every chain, break every chain. There is power. Break every chain. I hear the chains falling. It's falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains breaking. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains breaking. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains breaking. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains breaking. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains breaking. To say, it's you that we see, it's you that we see. Oh, there is power in your name. It's you that we see. Though there is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift, as we lift, as we lift the voice. It's you that we see.
It's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Oh, Waymaker, miracle walk, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Can you call him Waymaker? My God, come on, can you call him Waymaker? Somebody call him Waymaker. You call him Waymaker. Oh, so that is who you are.
That is who you are.
My God, that is who you are. That is who you are.
That is who you are.
Yeah, yeah. So that is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
Yeah, so that is who you are. We worship you. You are here, changing every life. We worship you. We worship you. You are here. We worship you. We worship you. You are here. Shining lights around. We worship you. We worship you. You are here. We worship you. I worship you. You're turning lives around. We worship you. Oh, we worship you. You are here. You're breaking every chain. We worship you. You are here. We worship you. We worship you.
worship you. Can you call him? Oh, Waymaker.
Can you lift up your hands? Can you pray in the Spirit? Allow the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit. Allow the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit. Father to child.
Spirit to spirit. Guided by your word.
In the month of April, Lord.
Leave your breath of life. That's how I come alive.
Your word must be changed forever.
That's how you change my
your
world.
Your life must be changed forever. Your name
Father
must be
to child. Father to child. Spirit to spirit.
Holy Ghost, take over.
Lighted by your word. With your brain of life, with your brain of life.
Let your brain of life. Of the Holy Spirit, Lord.
That's how I change my world.
By the anointing, brain of what they call.
So
with
your name.
By the anointing,
with your name.
Only God, brain of what they call. Let your anointing for power, 19 for success, 19 for the good.
Just bring your name.
It's
a point though. It can go out there.
Bring Holy Ghost to
the cover. Bring
Holy Ghost to the cover. Bring Holy Ghost to the cover. Bring Holy Ghost to the cover. Bring Holy Ghost to the cover.
Just bring your name.
Father, thank you because anointing means separation, consecration unto you. I dedicate these ones, breathe upon them now. The breath of life, the breath of success, breathe the spirit of wisdom, breathe the spirit of long life, breathe the spirit of good health, breathe the power that will strengthen them in their academics, in their career, in all that they do. Holy Ghost, take over their life for the month of April and beyond. Thank you for the past days. But from today, let them walk in the detect of the Holy Spirit. Let the Spirit and the power of resurrection teach them that they may live a long life, a close life, a steady life, a saved life, a life of progress, a life of success. From today henceforth, the yes for good belongs to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatsoever is good is your portion. Amen. Wherever you were telling no, rejected, from today they will tell you yes.
Amen.
From today you will be accepted.
Amen.
Heaven has recognized you today as the one that Jesus died for. You are exempted from all troubles.
Amen.
You are exempted from all evil.
Amen.
Goodness and blessing follows you.
Amen.
You are great and greatly in life forever.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Can someone shout seven thunderous amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
There must be a command.
Amen.
There must be a command.
Amen.
There must be a command.
Amen.
From higher authority.
Amen.
A command.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The There's a command for release. All your blessings are released in Jesus' name. All the promises of God in your life are released now. Possess it, and God will surely bless you. It is done in Jesus' name. Can you bring up your offering? Father, receive this money from our hands. Bless it. Let the Holy Spirit bless everyone here. And let our financial life receive a release of abundance and multiplication and overflow. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Bless the church. Amen.
You are God. You are not just people. I got